is I want to spend. God. Okay, Avi and Telles, let's go. Stop with the shtick. I want to spend about 5 minutes, not more, on the sugya of Gamla Parcha. I want to just make one or two points over there, and then I want to move on to the next sugya, which is gonna we'll get into today, and hopefully we'll finish up the first half of tomorrow, and then we'll have a little mini sugya of Istatis over here, and then we'll get to the next major sugya. And again, my goal is really to try and make a siyum on the first parak of Maseches Makos Be'iyun, on around the end of this month. So the Gemara here cites a number of memories of Rava, and the Gemara says this case two parallel cases of Rava. Amar Rava, so you have two Eidim that come in and they testify they saw something on one side of the palace, and Eidim say you were with us on the other side. We see if they could have could you see from one end to the other, and if you can't, we assume that they're Eidim Zom. Gemara says, "Ah, what's pshita?" So Gemara says, "No, maybe we could be choishes for Nahora Baria, that they have very, very, very strong vision, above average vision." And the Gemara has a similar case, a parallel case, with respect to they saw something in Surah, they were in Nardah that night. Are we choishes for Gamla Parcha? Yes or no? A speedy, speedy camel? Yes or no? And the Gemara says, "You might think you are, come mashmon that you're not." So I asked you to take a look at a Ritva and a Tosa shots. So the way the Ritva sets up the sugya is the Ritva says, and this is I'll give credit to Isaac for putting it in this way. The Ritva sets up the sugya as we're focusing here on the Eidim, and the Hav Amino is that you might think that the Eidim have a Gamla Parcha. Maybe they have a Gamla Parcha. They could have been in Surah in the morning and gotten to Nahar Da at night. And the Havmina is that you're not, because of the possibility, albeit remote, but the possibility of Gamla Parcha, so you're not going to go ahead and kill the Eidim Zomim, because it's a chance. Kamashmalan, that you do kill the Eidim Zomim. Why? Because in Dinei Nefashos, we go Basarov. And it's an exceptionally unusual case to have a flying camel, and therefore basarov we go. And unless you can prove that, we assume that the Eidim Zom are lying in Dinei Nefashos, we go after rov, and therefore that's that. That's the psak. That's how the Ritva understands, and the Ritva basically says that we were never even entertaining the possibility that we're going to kill the actual Rotseach, the Nidon. We're not going to kill the Nidon on the chance of Gamla Parcha. What the Chiddush is that we are going to, we're not choshev for Gamla Parcha, we're not letting the Eidim Zom off the hook, and we're going to kill the Eidim Zom. That is the approach of the Ritva. Just going to share my screen for a second, make sure we got that right. Says the Ritva, Perish v'lav l'mer medishum ma'u d'teim ad lo hava ela mi'uta niktos ha'nidon be'edusam ela lomer d'ma'u d'teim ad natsos ha'edim me'haytam, maybe you should say the edim v'yu hu ve'heim p'turim kamashvan de'ein nitzolam ba'zeh. You're not going to go ahead and kill. You will kill the edim. You're not going to save them because after all, dina nefashos basa ruba, we go basa ruba, bein l'kula bein l'chumra. That is the approach of the Ritva. What does the Tosas Shans say? Tosas Shans has a different mahalach. He says, no. The subject matter of the sugya is really the Rotseach and not the Eidim Zomim. And the Hav Amina was, Ma'u d'teimi, you might think, we're choishesh for Gamla Parcha, and we'll kill the Rotseach, the Nidon. Kamash Malan, we don't kill the Nidon, but we also don't kill the Eidim Zom. And the fundamental machlokas, the Ritva and the Tosas Shans, at the end of the day, are we killing the Eidim Zomim? Ritva says yes. Tosas Shans says no. There was never a Havamina to kill the Eidim Zom. The only question is, are we going to kill the Rotseach? No. We're not Choshev Gamla Parcha, and we're neither going to kill the Rotseach, nor are we going to kill the Eidim Zomim. So what is the issue at stake? So I really wanted to say this part of the shiur yesterday. because I think it ties into when we explain the Rabbeinu Hananel. I think this topic, this issue, goes back to, once again, our first shiur that we gave, and that is, what is the relationship between the Edim, the second kind of Edim, the Edim HaMezimim, and the first kind of Edim, the Edim Zomim? After all, Tshrei Utshrei, it's 2 verses 2. Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Beis, my chazis tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Why are you believing the second cut? Believe the first cut. It's 2 verses 2. So how do you view this stalemate of, yes, we believe the second cut, and at the end of the day, Gzeres HaKosov, Svara, whatever, we believe the second cut. How do you understand that? So how did the Ritva understand that? L'maskana, at the end of the day.
You're not always 100% believed. We need to do an investigation.
No, the Ritva. What did the Ritva say? What's the psak?
That they're killed.
Who's killed?
The Edim Zomim.
The Edim Zomim are killed. So how did the Ritva understand the relationship between the Edim, the second cut, versus the first cut? Trey Utrey. Why do you... So what's the Ritva essentially saying? You're going to kill the Edim Zomim. Why?
They're equals.
No, they're not equals. They're not equals. If they were equals, you're not going to kill the Edim Zomim. They're not equals. Why are they not equals, Rabosai? Why are they not equals?
The second set were testifying not about their testimony, but about the Edim themselves.
That's correct, because the Edim Zomimim, the Edim HaMezimim, the second cut, are now attacking the Edim themselves. And yes, we believe the second cut. They have this crazy argument, Gamla Parcha. I don't care about crazy arguments. That's a mute. That's not sufficient. And we fundamentally are momming the second cut, and we'll put the first cut to death on that basis, because they're attacking the Gufa Shel Edim. Masha'en came to Tosa Shans. How does the Tosa Shans understand? Fundamentally, what do we have over here? Do we really, really believe the second cut? We don't really, really... Yeah, the Alexeris HaKosa that says the second cut gets believed. But fundamentally, it's Trey Utrey. Fundamentally, it's Trey Utrey. That was Rabbeinu Hananel we saw yesterday. Why are we going to go ahead and kill the first cut? We need Achiyazumu es Atzman. How did Rabbeinu Hananel understand that? Is we need something to do what? To tilt it in favor of the second cut. What tilts it in favor of the second cut, said Rabbeinu Hananel? Remind me. The first cut admits. The first cut is silent. That creates a tilt. You need the tilt. That's Achiyazumu es Atzman. So over here, says the Tosa Shans, fundamentally, this is Trey Utrey. As long as the Edim Zomimim have something, we could hang their hat on, Gamla Parcha, we're not going to go ahead and kill the Edim Zomim. That, I believe, is what is underlying the Machlokas Ritva and Tosa Shans. And in a certain sense, therefore, that's like the conclusion of the shiur yesterday and the Rabbeinu Hananel from yesterday. Okay? Any comments? What?
Who said the first pshat yesterday that argued against Rabbeinu Hananel?
Well, that's Rov Rishonim. That was the Rambam and Rashi and Tosis. That was the Rambam. That was the Rov Rishonim. Okay. Rabosai, now I want to move on. I want to go into the next sugya. Avi and Telis.
Yeah.
Let's go. Don't get distracted.
Yeah. I'll write my notes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, good.
Just the angle is a little...
The angle. Okay, I got the C by the angle. Okay. Okay, Rabosai, I want to go into the next piece of Gemara. Now, how many of you feel really, really confident in the pshat, just pshat in the Gemara? Like, just pshat Gemara. How many got the pshat well? Okay, there's another. Okay, so let's learn it together. Let's learn it together. I'm going to set it up outside, and then we're going to go. We're going to go inside. We'll start outside again. We'll take it slow because there's a lot of very, very rich Torah over here. Okay, Aden come in on Tuesday. They come in on Tuesday. They testify that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday. There's a Gemar Din on Sunday. Bezin hears the case. Paskin Reuven's Chayv Misa. Reuven's still alive. On Wednesday, a second Kah comes in and testifies. You guys were with us on Sunday somewhere else. Now, it's true. Reuven did kill someone. Reuven killed Shimon, but it was on Monday or even on Friday. And in such a case, says Rava, you put the Edom Zomim to death. The Edom Zomim are going to be Chayv Misa. That's your case number one. Okay? Case number two is a case, same exact scenario, but the Edus is not on that Reuven killed someone, but rather that Reuven had a Gemar Din on him from a prior case that he killed someone. So again, playing it out, and then we'll read it inside. On Tuesday, Edim come in and testify Reuven had a Gemar Din on Sunday, that he's Chayv Misa. On Wednesday, another cat comes in and says, you guys were with us on Sunday. Now you're right, there was a Gemar Din, but the Gemar Din was on Friday, or the Gemar Din was on Monday, but you with us on Sunday. In such a scenario, the Gemara tells us the Edom Zomim don't get killed. Why don't the Edom Zomim get killed? Rabosai, give me the answer. The simple pshat. Why did the Edom Zomim not get killed in the second scenario? Yes, Kobe.
Because there was already a Gemara Din, and this guy is a Bar Katala.
Okay, now, when the Edom Zomim testified, that was on Tuesday, Yom Shlishi. When they testified on the testimony of the second Kat, the Nidon was already a Bar Katala. Either there was a Gemar Din on Monday or there was a Gemar Din on Friday, but it was already a Bar Katala. Therefore, on Tuesday, when the Edom Zomim testified, they were testifying about someone who already was, halachically, as you guys like to say, dead man walking. And since he was already dead man walking, a Bar Katala, they're trying to put a Bar Katala to death. Someone who puts a Bar Katala to death is not Chayv Misa. Okay? That's the first two cases in the Gemara. Pretty simple. Pretty straightforward. Any questions so far? I think I did a decent job of setting that up. Good? Gavaldik. Okay. Let's take a look at Rashi for a moment. So the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to learn Rashi, then I'm going to transfer to Tosis and see the attack of Tosis on Rashi, and then we're going to go to the third and fourth case in the Gemara. Okay? And this is all for what I hope are very sound pedagogical reasons. Look at Rashi, Dibra Masal, my timer. So Rashi writes, my timer. This is talking about the first case. My timer, why are the Edom Zomimim Chayiv? Deba Idna de Kamisadi. Because when they came to testify, Kishabo Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, when they testified on Tuesday, Lahoyer Alav, Akati Gavra Lav Bar Katala. This Reuven is not, the Nidon is not a Bar Katala. He's not a dead man. Why? Shilohuad Alav Bebezdin. Because has anyone before these Edom Zomim testified about him yet? No. So, no one testified about him yet, and therefore he's a lav bar katala. He's not a bar katala. Okay. Now, here is the. So therefore, who is the cause of putting the Edom Zomim to death? I'm sorry. Who's the cause of putting Nidon to death, Reuven to death right now?
The Edom Zomim.
The Edom Zomim. So therefore, they're going to be chayv. Now listen. When did the Edom Zomim come in and testify? No. I need a day. I need a day.
Tuesday.
Now, when did the Reuven, Nidon, kill someone?
Monday or Friday.
Monday or Friday. So when they came in and testified, was Reuven, the Nidon, a murderer?
No.
He was a murderer, but he wasn't. But it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter, Yosef Avraham?
He's a murderer, but he wasn't Chayv Misa based
there. Correct. He wasn't Chayv Misa. Why wasn't he Chayv Misa yet? Because there was no
Gmardin.
Yafe. Now, okay, so far so good. You guys are doing awesome. Now says Rashi, says something that's shocking. Shocking to the core of my very existence. The Ilu Hava Osi Umodi. If Reuven would come in to testify and admit, not testify, but admit, I admit that I am a murderer. I killed someone yesterday. If he were to come and admit, Havi Miftar, he would be exempt. And therefore, Nimsa, Shehem, Havi Mechayv Misa. So who is Mechayv?
Havi Niftar, he would be killed.
No, stop. Get down. Go away. Have a miftar, he'd be exempt. And nimsa shehem hoy mechayv misa es mishen roi lomus. And that shows you that the edim zomim are being mechayv misa to the purse, to someone who otherwise, at least right now, is not chayv misa. And, okay, yafe. Now, Tosfos on the spot, take a look, Diba Idna. Tosis quotes this Rashi, especially this part of Rashi. And Tosis is flabbergasted, flummoxed by this Rashi. Says Tosis, Perish HaKunshus, Mishum Diavi Modu Miftar, V'lo Nira, Dezeh Lo Matzinu. We never have a din of, oh, you walk into a court, say, sorry, I killed someone, you're exempt. We never have such halacha. De'imkein, because if that was true, kol chavim misas bezn yachal ahodas v'lifter atzmo. Oh, I was mechal Shabbos this Shabbos in front of Edim, got hasra. I walk into bezdin, my bad, sorry, and I'm exempt. We never found that anywhere. Never found it. Where do we find it? We only find it in one place. Where do we find it?
Knas.
Based on a pasuk, Asher Yashin Elohim, but you don't find it by dinin nefashos. So comes along Taisvis and so says, "I give you another pshat, and a simple pshat." V'nir lefarish la bar katalu perish koldim shenigma dinohu deshema lo yavo edim v'imya. Ooh, this is funny. We're talking koldim gemar din and deshema lo yavo edim. Maybe edim won't come in. Vim yavo edim, lo yedu sum kayam. Maybe if edim do come in, we might not be able to accept their edus. The od, sha'osu lahorgo at shik madino. Until there's a gemar din, there's an issa ritzicha. You can't kill a guy, even if he's a murderer, until there's a gemar din. Ukashenig madinar, dino, then kvar vade bachivuhu. Hold for bo edim, it's kabla edusam, vahorgo potter. So according to Tosfos, Tosfos just basically says, forget this mode, bemisa, miftah, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. And everything depends on, before there's a gemar din, so what are the odds of actually putting this guy to death? What are the odds?
Well, it's pretty low.
There's so much that could happen. Right, you might not get Edim, you might not be able, there's so much can happen. Only if there's a Gemar Din, if he's dead man walking, such that if someone kills him, they're going to be Potter. So now the Edim Zomim in the second case, Gemar Din case, they were trying to execute, they were Edim Zomim on a person who has already Gemar Din for Misa, for that, they would be Potter. Yafe. Okay. Libel, go ahead. What? Libel.
I thought there's the concept of Ina the Moshiach's Atma, right? Is that the case of Knas, or is that, I thought it's also towards Nefashos?
A person, there is a din that you're referring to, which is Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. A person cannot testify about himself that he's a Rasha, that is true. But here he's trying to, apparently, he's trying to exempt himself from an onesh misa that, you know, I don't know if it's betoras edus or betoras hoda. It's a hoda. I don't know if you call that edus. You know, those sugyas are found in Sanhedrin Daf Tes regarding complicated cases. Maybe we'll get to it actually at the end of the perek. An interesting type of case. But hold off. Let's. I don't think that's going to be on point. And I think this Rashi really needs some work. Really needs some work. Mr. Forgash.
Just clarify. So Rashi is talking about before the Gemara did.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Rabosai, let's do case 3 and case 4. I'm going to learn in the Gemara. And the Gemara now says something very fascinating. And this is really where the shir begins. V'chein le'inyin tashlume knas. Everything we've said up to now about dinei nefashos is also true about knas, about dinei knasos. Okay, here comes Rava, same two cases. Boshnaim v'yorim b'chabe shabbat agonav v'tavach u'machar. Boshnaim v'yorim b'chabe shabbat imano yisem. Ela b'tshrei b'shabbat agonav v'tavach u'machar. Mishalmin. V'lo od el afilu amru be'erev shabbat agonav v'tavach u'machar. Mishalmin. Okay, so what's the case? Same exact case. Knas case. So again, the Gemara chooses the case of Gona v'tavach u'machar, Tvicho mechira dalet vehe. But same case, Adam came in on what day? Just walk me through it. Thank you. They came in on Tuesday. They testified that on Sunday there was a Gneva, Tvich Mechira, Chiv Dal Vehe. Other Edom come in on Wednesday. They testify you with us on Sunday. But you're right. There was a Chiv Knas, but on Monday or on Friday, in such a case, when they testified on Tuesday that there's a Chiv Knas, were they testifying about someone who already has a Chiv on him?
No.
Not yet, no. There was no Gemar Din, and therefore, they are testified about as someone who is not a Bar Knasahu, and therefore the Ein Zomim are generating the Chiyuv Knas, they have to pay. However, same exact scenario, but they testified there was a Gemar Din, meaning they come in on Tuesday, say there was a Gemar Din on Sunday, the Chayis Kais Chayiv Knas, Aiden comes and say, you were with us on Sunday. But the guy is, there was a Gemara Din, but on Monday or on Friday, in such a case, says the Gemara, they're testifying on Tuesday about someone who's already what? A Bar Knasahu. So therefore, they're not generating a Chiyuv Knas. And therefore, last line of the Gemara, Ein Meshalmin, Deba Idna Dekamisadeh, because when they testified on Tuesday, Gavra Bar Tashlumin. The guy is a Bar Tashlumin. Great. Can I learn a Rashi? Can we learn a Rashi together? Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, V'chein le'inyan tashlume knas. Shehamodebo potter. Ooh, Rashi's got this fixation. Hamode bo pater. And therefore, dino nami bazeh kedine nefashos. V'yesh chiluk ben edus guf hamaisa le'edus shel gemar din. Yafe. And hachi garcina. Bo shnayim ve'amr b'cha b'shabbat v'gona v'tav machar. Bo shnayim ve'amr b'cha b'shabbat v'gona yisem ela b'chei b'shabbat v'gona v'tav machar. V'lo oda ofil omra de'er shaz gona v'tav machar. Mishalmin deba idin komin sadi gav ala v'atav shumru. Perusho. Mishum da have a matzi la miftar nafshe. Whoa. Why do we go ahead and be machayev edim zomim? Because what could the nidon do?
Admit.
He could admit. Mishum da have a matzi la miftar nafshe behold da. And therefore ishtakach, it comes out, to inhu. The edim zomim have a mitzvah delay. Vidafku. I gotta underline this. Vidafka knas. But that's only true by knas. Avobe. What?
This is all in Rashi?
Of course. Of course. Where you been? Aval, be'edus mamon. But when it comes to edus mamon, pturin. Ooh, that's a bombshell. Shahare lo hayu maksidin oso klum. Achar shehu mechuyev v'aymed. So it's only true by knas. Only true by knas. Rabosai, listen to this. By knas, if I confess to a knas, what's the din? I admit, I stole, I'm sorry, I don't want to pay kefa. What's the din?
Pata.
I'm sorry. I damaged your front lawn. I drove my car all over your front lawn. I ruined your petunias.
You still have to pay.
Do I have to pay?
Karen.
Of course I have to pay.
Lumen, yeah.
When it comes to mamon, modeh b'mamon, chayv. Modeh b'knas, poter. So says Rashi, in this case, if we turn it into a mamon case, Adam come in on Tuesday and testify that Reuven owes Shimon $100 because he rammed the car into his house on Sunday. And Adam come in on Wednesday and say, No. You were with us on Sunday, but it happened. But it was on Monday or on Friday. Did the Adam's home have to pay? The answer is no. Edim Zomim do not have to pay. And the question is, what's the difference? Why, when it comes to the car accident, says Rashi, when the Edim Zomim testified on Tuesday about the car accident on Sunday, when the second kind of Edim said it happened either on Monday or on Friday, Mechuya va'omedhu. Yeah, when the Aiden Zom testify, the guy, Reuven, the Nidon, is already chayef. He's mechuyev v'oymed. Masha'en came b'knas. Not so by knas. So what comes out, just to set it up structurally, if I had a board, I would write this down. I do have a board, but I'm not going to write it down. Is knas and dina nefashos, on the one hand, they go together. Mammon on the other hand. Why? What's the difference? Rabosai, I gotta get this done in the next 7 minutes. I wanna learn Tysis and I wanna learn Rav Akiva Eger. Okay? And then we'll finish up tomorrow. So look at Tosis v'kein linyan knas. So Tosis writes, v'kein linyan knas, and Tosis agrees. Aval vadai le'inyan mammon lo. Not true by mamon. The kishmeidin de bechad b'shabes gonav. Ubo shnayim v'omruv de be'erev shabes gonav. Uvechad b'shabes imano yisem vaday ein mishalmin mamon. Which means the Eden Zomim are not going to have to pay what? They will not have to pay the Karen. They only have to pay the Kefil. Why? Debahi Shaita. Because on Tuesday, when the Edom Zom testified, Ganva, the Ganav, was a Bar Chiyuva. He was already Chayv. Now, if I were to stop Tosis right now, which I'm going to stop Tosis right now for a second, could you explain to me the Svara? What's the logic? Leibel, go ahead.
When it comes to mamon, the chiyuv is already generated. But whenever you borrow the money or you stole, the chiyuv mamon is already generated right then and there. However, when it comes to dinin nefashos and knas, the chiyuv is only coming when the actual gemara didn't happen.
Excellent and well said. It's exactly correct. The pshat is, when it comes to a chiyuv mamon,
it's both of them, no?
Rega. When it comes to a chiv mamon, the maisa is the machayv. I borrow money. I stole money. I rammed into your house. The maisa is machayv. So if that happened on Monday or on Friday, I'm chayv mamon from the maisa. When I borrow money, the matan mos is the machayv. When I'm mazik, the maisa hezek is the machayv. What role is the Edim and Bezdin playing? Give me one word. One word.
Forcing.
One. Yeah, okay. The word I would like to say is Bir. They're clarifying what happened. And then, yes, enforcing. The role of Edim and the role of Bezdin is Birur. And then enforcement. But the Mechayiv is the Maisa. Why is Nefashos and Knossos different, Rabosai? What world are we in now? Go ahead. What world are we moving into?
World where Beis Din is Mechayev a person.
Yeah, but what world in English? We use an English term here. We're leaving the world of civil jurisprudence and entering into the world of?
Legal.
Not legal. Criminal. Criminal jurisprudence. Now it's punitive. Now it's punitive. When it's punitive, what is the machayev of the punitive consequence of the punishment? The machayev is not the maisa. The machayev is not the maisa. What's the machayev?
The conviction.
The gemar din. The machayev is the psak din of Bezdin. That's the machayev. Now, Rabosai, it's a great shot. It's a great shot. There's only one problem. It's a great shot. One problem. Tosis didn't say it. If you finish up Tosis just goes way off track. I would have. That's exactly the shot. And Tosis goes off track. Tosis says, the difference is, Nefashos, it's so hard to get convictions. Gabe Nefashos, you can't assume you're going to get a conviction. Lo tedam lebar chiyuvah de kol kamet lenigma din. If you don't have a gemar din, you got drishes and chakiras, and it's so hard to get edim. It's so difficult. B'mamon have a korov levade shiavo edim v'yaidu. Yeah, mamon, it's easy to get convictions. It's easy to get edim. All you need is a preponderance of the evidence. Even an eid echad will work to mechayev a shvua. Mamon, this is easy. So Tosis, like, is getting balabatish here. He's saying, really, really, even in Nefashos, the Mechayev is fundamentally the Maisa. But it's too, you don't know what's going to be. You don't know what's going to be. By Mamonis, you know what's going to be. By Nefashos, you don't know what's going to be. And comes along Rav Akiva Eiger. And Rav Akiva Eiger goes to town and says, why does Tos have to go balabatish? There's such a smooth, lundisha approach. And in light of Rav Akiva Eiger, we double back on Rashi. And then tomorrow we want to go ahead and touch up on Tosis. Okay, so let's see the Rav Akiva Eiger. It's the Gilui Nashas, and with this we will close. Take a look. Do you see it in the margin over there? I want to look at it inside. So Rav Akiva Eiger says, Tmihani. He's on Tosis. I don't get it. Lemai Hutzuchul Azeh. Why did Tosis have to go balabatish? Why do you need all this? Velo b'pshuta. Why didn't he give me the simple pshat? Dibimamon. Af deleka eidim klav. Even if you have no edim at all in Mammon. Elohu ba'atzmo omer. Lo ki elo avisi be'erev Shabbos o be'beiz be'Shabbos. Mikol makom leka din hazama. Dehe'idu be'bar chiyuva. Af de'belo edim. Lo haya be'ezin yachal mechayvo. Mikol makom hu ba'atzmo shiyodea ha'emes bar chiyuvahu. Umutal olav l'shalim. When it comes to Dini Mamonis, you know what you did. you know you stole. You know you damaged. You know what you did. And as you chayv or not, you chayv. And therefore, watch this. If you admit your moideh, what's the halacha?
Still chayv?
No, you have to pay. I don't need edim here. The role of the edim are just birur, confirmatory. But if I say I did it, of course I have to pay. Hodas bal din kameya edim dami. Because the chiyuv is already there. I am just confirming. The role of edim is confirmatory. So hodas bal din works. Now watch this. Masha'ein kein b'knas. Because when it comes to knas, to lekushta de milsa, eno mutal olav leshalem. De kozman shelo chivu bezdin, eno mechuyev klal.
What's kushta de milsa?
The truth of the matter is, when it comes to knas, you're not chayv leshalem until when? Until bezdin is mechayv. I in Tosis Ksuv Islamic Gimel. I'm going to do that tomorrow. V'chein b'dinei nefashos. Rabosai, watch this. Let's say you killed someone, Rahman al-Islam. Would you have a moral obligation to kill yourself?
No.
Not even. What if you did kill yourself? No. Would you be chayiv as a ma'abed esatzmal adas, as a suicide?
Yes.
Absolutely. V'chem din enfashe, demash yodeh emes, shaharag. Even if you know the truth and you killed someone. La bar katola. You're not a bar katola. V'ein alo chiv klal lohamis esatzmal. You'd have no chiv to kill yourself. V'leka chiv rak al pi psak beizdin. V'achiluk Mire Nachon Ubarer Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now watch this. Lefianiz Daiti. This is what Rashi meant all along. Rashi never meant to say that by Ritmisa, by Dina Nefoshos, if you're mode, you're exempt. That's not what he meant to say. He says, if you're mode, nevertheless, miftar, meaning not that you're exempt in the future, but you're not chai out of your hodah. Your admission to a ritzicha, to a dina nefashos, is not going to render you chayiv anything. Mode umifta, you're not going to be rendered chayiv anything. Why not? Because what's the mechayiv when it comes to nefashos? It's bezdin, it's edus, it's you can admit all you want. When does admission work? When the whole role of edus and bezdin is Lebirur hadavar, is to confirm, so I can confirm via an admission. But in dine nefashos, dine knasos. What's the din by dine knasos? Dine knasos is a spik chiddush. Mode b'knas, A, is pater, but also is poter. Is poter in the future, you don't have to pay. You know why that is in my opinion? Because in knas, we want to incentivize you to confess. We want to know what happened so that we can take care of at least the Karen part. So admit the kefel so we can take care of the Karen part, for example. But when it comes to dinei nefashos, what Rashi's saying is a hodah is not going to generate chiyuv. And that's a gilui milsa that reveals. That's a simon that you're not a bar katala. You have nothing right now. Because in order to generate the chiv din in a fush and din in knasos, you need a psak din of beis din.
So So can you just, and according to Rashi's Tosfos?
Yeah, I can. According to Rashi, based on the elucidation of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's all in Rashi, but it's really Rabbi Akiva Eiger's elucidation, is that the Mechayev of Nefashos and the Mechayev of Knossos is a Psak Din of Bezdin. Until you have a Psak Din of Bezdin, until there's a Gemara Din of Bezdin, so Eden Zom are going to be Chayev because they're being Mechayev, someone who's not otherwise Chayev, and therefore they're going to have to pay. When it comes to Dine Mominus, the Mechayev Dine Mominus is the Maisa. Is the Maisa Hezek, the Maisa Gneva, the Maisa whatever it is, and if you're ready about... That's what we thought Tosfos was going to say, and then he veered off, but the simple shot is like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, like Rashi. Now, what I'm going to do tomorrow for a couple of minutes is to touch this up, finish this up, because the Kovetz Shiurim has a whole new Mahalach that's going to try and explain the vision of what Tosfos is driving at, which is very, very fascinating as well, and that'll help us just finish the picture. If you do recall, if you have some time, or tomorrow we'll do it, the sugya of Esnan Osra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo. You remember that sugya? Esnan Osra Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo, Bav Metzia. He hires his mother as a Zaina. Chiv Misa, Chiv Mamon. Does he have to pay the money? Does he have to pay the money? So yes and no. Kimle b'derabi nei. But what did Rashi say? Does he have to pay the money?
Theoretically, yes.
Latseis yidei shamayim, he has to pay. Why? Why? Why does he have to pay?
Few of the basin can obligate.
Because the mechayev is not, the chiyuv mamon is not a function of basin. The chiyuv mamon is a function of the maisa, right, the service is performed. So he's got a chiv mamon. Good, Bezdin's only going to it's only going to enforce the chiv misa, not the chiv mamon. But he still has a chiv, let's say, zdei shamayim. Why is that? Because the mechayev of the mamon is from the ikar ha-maisa. Okay, we're going to stop here. And we'll pick it up tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Shkoich. Good.
Shkoich, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Great share.
Thanks, Shmuley. Thanks a lot.